This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being riding.
I have a grande riddle with extra foam for an addle.
Sorry, my name is Anal.
Oh. Okay,
I'm sorry, did you say a grande with extra foam for anal? My name is also Anal.
Oh, we thought you were joking. I'm sorry. No. Honestly, I can remake your drink or put it in a new cup.
This happens to me all the time. I can't speak for this gentleman, Anal, I assume.
Anal, yes. And your name was?
Anal.
I want to say Anal. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. People think I'm joking all the time. It's a Swedish name.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
No,
you
no,
have
don't
to apologize.
Be,
yeah.
No, what's your name?
Fine.
What's your name? Probably something funny.
Claire?
What did you say?
Claire.
Oh, but how's it spelled?
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Must
C-L-I-T
be. Or something?
C-A-R-R-O-T.
C-L-A-R-E. I also have a...
Claire with an E.
Venti hot puzzle chocolate for a Mr. Butts.
That's my dad. My name is Anal Butts. Mr. Butts is my dad.
And my dad is Dr. Butts, but my name is also Anal Butts.
So did either of you order this drink?
I ordered it for my dad. Yeah,
hot,
I ordered it for my
puzzle
dad.
Chocolate.
Well, the two of us both got large milks.
Large, this is a Starbucks, so it would be venti milks.
Well, you have milks, but we specifically said large milks.
Why can't you say the word large here?
They actually, they take a finger from us each time we use small, medium, or large, so we have to use tall, grande, venti.
Your t-shirt says, feeling vente and in charge. But
it's
also good
healthcare, so.
Okay.
We shouldn't even be talking about small, medium, or large outside of the Patreon, just so everyone's clear.
That's fair. But I'm just saying, like, to have a shirt that says, I'm venti and in charge, that kills the joke of the rhyme that typically goes with that phrase.
Like my shirt. My shirt says, I'm Anal Butts. Everyone understands the joke of that because it's my full name. Mm-hmm.
I have a tall cup of piss kids temp for a JPC.
I'm sorry, did you say kids temp? Did you say kids temp?
And I'm Adel Rafi.
I'm not talking to you, asshole. I'm on the phone. Hold on. All right, go for JPC.
Are you JPC?
Yeah, I'm not talking to you, asshole. I'm on the phone. Is this kids temp?
Do you need a straw?
I'm not talking to you, asshole. I'm on the phone. Is this kids temp?
Wait, do you work for the company kids temp that hires 8 to 12-year-olds to do
so you know me
admin assistant work?
So you know me. Yeah, I'm JPC. I work for kids temp.
Isn't that illegal to have kids do admin work?
Not in space. Not in space. Anything goes in space. Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm JPC, yeah!
Oh my god!
I'm space anal.
Oh my god, can you imagine hiring a temp and then it's just like a 12-year-old boy with glasses sitting at a computer and his feet don't hit the ground?
Where do I go?
Can I play Minecraft?
Where do I go?
Ah, boy. That's maybe my favorite intro to an episode we've ever had. Hey y'all, how's it going? How's it doing?
Good. Speaking of coffee, JPC, you have like a white mug, which I assume it's coffee. You're not on a talk show. You're not drinking water out of a mug.
It's a little decaf. Fucking mug.
It's a little late for coffee. This isn't a decaf espresso mug.
I see what's going on here. Aaron, do you see how tiny that mug is? So what he does, and he's told me about this before, what he does is he holds it up to his dick and then takes a sip so that his dick looks bigger.
He takes a sip with his dick?
What did I say?
What did you say?
First of all, Adel, what I was describing to you is hot coffee dick. And I was telling you, as a friend, Christmas tradition for my family.
Oh, my God. Do you have hot coffee dick? Oh, hot chocolate dick?
So for you to just put my... I don't tell people about Festivus or whatever you people believe in.
And I have iced culotta vagina.
That's called iced kuzlata.
What does that mean?
The way that you said that was like someone learning a foreign language, like iced culotta vagina.
Yeah, I have like the headphones on at my night class to learn.
When I learned Spanish in high school, it was all, and maybe this is universal, but you listen to, in the audio lab, you listen to sentences or whatever, and it was always David Vargas. So the kids, it would be like, David Vargas went to the biblioteca. Like that name, for whatever reason. Anytime I think of a name, that's the first option, and I have to push it aside.
David Vargas is the first option?
Mm-hmm.
There was a
it's branded into my brain.
There was a Spanish language tape, I think it was a tape, that my teacher would play for us. Maybe it was a CD. CD makes more sense. In high school, that was all of the names and capitals of the South American and Central American countries. And I remember it was like set to like this like shitty like rock song, but there was a drum like breakdown in it, and it was right after they said, Bogota, Colombia. And so now I can't
divorce.
That
honestly slapped.
That sounds great. Amazing.
Now you can't divorce? Oh my God.
We would sing it in class, and if it like you would go down the line getting the next like country and capital, and if it ever got to me, I would go Bogota, Colombia, and then I would also sing
Do you remember more of the song?
Dude, I only remember Bogota, Colombia.
Bogota. Anybody has access to this song, send it to us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. We need this song.
I think otherwise... I've mentioned this before, but there's a song that my AP European history teacher would play in school that stuck in my head all the time. It's that disco song about Rasputin.
Oh, yeah.
He would play it every time that, we were feeling sad. And that's always in my head.
Can you sing some of it? I forgot.
Ra ra Rasputin, lover of the Russian queen. But the instruments in the back are going dun 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 dun. He moved to Russian land in Russia long ago. He was big and strong, and his eyes are flaming glow.
I've heard that. I've sung that song before. I think it's an ABBA song.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So Aaron, and this was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So your high school language department created Hamilton, is what you're saying?
Well, basically. No, he would play that. He was a wild character. If you
Hamilton?
Took AP...
Yeah,
Hamilton,
I know.
Yeah. If you took AP Euro at Hingham High, you know exactly who I'm talking about. He was the absolute best and total weirdo. And I think I mentioned this too before. He had a huge photo of our principal on his desk being like, our leader.
And didn't Martha Washington sort of name commentary. Her Tomcat after him?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, this is your teacher?
That's true.
Aaron, this is your teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this guy in front of a crowd.
Hey, y'all, kid, it's pretty great.
I know.
Name is Philip. I am a poet.
What? You can write rhyme, but you can't write mine.
Oh, God. Okay.
Speaking of writing rhymes, who is writing the puzzles in today's
and episode? Wearing our merch.
I guess I didn't even realize. Guys, I have 7 shirts, and I just take the shirt out because every day is the same. You know how every day is the same, right? And every day is the same.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And now I just take the next shirt out, and then they all move down one shirt. And then when I put the clean shirts in, they go to the back, and then that's 7 shirts, and then it's just those 7
Jesus
shirts.
Jesus Christ. What is your closet? The fucking Ford assembly line, you wacko?
Just in time delivery. So we wait until there are no clean shirts before we wash.
Did anyone else have those underwear growing up that had the days of the week on it?
No, I think that's just for women.
Oh. Bummer. Yeah, I remember taking that pretty literally.
Yeah, guess what? Guys had them, but they have the frickin' months on them. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
I'm wearing February this month.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, guys are gross.
And my underwear always had the longest month.
My parents are... Adel, take a break.
Take a break.
Adel, Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, my parents are so patient. Can you imagine it being 7 in the morning and a 12-year-old barging into your room being like, where are my Tuesday panties? I can't go to school wearing Thursday, mother. Like being like, first of all, good morning.
Yeah, these... and Aaron, you grew up in the 1950s?
Yeah.
Where are my Tuesday panties, mother?
Aaron, I can say with confidence I've never heard of this before. Was this a
really?
Brand?
I No, more Tuesday panties ever.
I just literally have never heard of it. It could be a very common thing. This happens all the time where someone says a common thing that just like escapes. I didn't have sisters, so I don't know.
It was definitely a common thing because I remember the girls in my grade school talking about it. And I grew up in Central Illinois, so it was definitely like a brand or a thing that several brands did was put the month on the underwear.
I do remember, like now, I have very specific sock preferences that I like. I like no show athletic socks or like long wool socks. But I remember when I was a kid, I guess like you didn't really do much like picking what kind of socks you would wear, and so my dad would just buy like a 30-pack of like white tube socks. And it's like, these are the socks. It's like, this is the socks that you wear. And I do remember growing up, my dad, who is, I'm a hairy guy, especially like
That's
leg hair.
That's the best way of describing being a kid. These are the socks that you wear. God, I guess these are the socks I wear.
We come from a line of very hairy-legged men, but my dad wore those tube socks his entire life. And I noticed when I was a kid, like he did not grow hair past where those tube socks were. It was all gone. Like the hair, it's like he had like shaven or lasered it. It was all gone and then just like hairy legs above it. And I was like, I can't wear these fucking socks. Like I just can't. I don't want that to happen.
And that's where the title of your one-man show, Hairy Legs Above It, comes from?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is disappointing.
That's also I got nothing. I don't have a joke for that. What do you got, Aaron?
So I am looking it up, and it seems like the 2020 version of this is to have the days of the week written on the butt part.
Yeah.
But if you know, this is going to be a weird thing to get a million messages about, but if you know which early 2000s like brand I'm talking about, I think I know that a lot of ladies who are like, kids and teens in the early 2000s are going to know what I'm talking about. And they were like so specific and the aesthetic was so specific and everyone had them. So I'm wondering where they are.
You put the dates on the underwear.
They're on the front. They're supposed to be on the front.
You put the dates on the underwear.
Yeah.
Drink it all up.
I guess if you still have the underwear, I don't know, bunch them up and mail them to me, I guess. I'll put them in a vending machine. I guess.
Sell
I don't
them
know.
To Japanese businessmen.
Okay, so enough out of this, enough yakking around. We're all jerking on each other's chains. We got to do some riddles. It's a riddle podcast. It's Hey Riddle.
I'm
riddle.
Ready.
I'm Old Man Riddles. I'm the conductor on this riddle train.
Choo-choo.
And the first stop is Ian Stacia. This is from a listener named Ian who sent this message in. Ian fucking just cuts right to the quick and says...
Wait, I'm sorry, JPC. I know you're about to read a riddle.
Oh, okay.
But Adel, I'd just like to say goodbye before you get on this train at Ian Station. You'll write me, won't you?
Last call for Ian Station.
Hold tight, conductor. I'll try and write, but...
Hey, Daddy-O,
As you know, where I'm going, there may not be as much ink as we have here in Nantucket. So you be a good mother and a good
Tell me, did you
neighbor?
Really love me?
Well,
the train's starting to move. I'm running alongside.
You said the train's boarding now? I gotta go.
No, you tell me. I'm running beside the train. Please, did you ever really love me?
And
hold on. Stop the train. We'll wait. This seems important.
No. We gotta go.
We can wait. Honestly, we're ahead of schedule.
Can I? Do you sell snow caps on the train?
Hey, don't talk to me. Talk to your woman, man.
No.
You're holding up the train.
Not my
There's
woman.
Steam everywhere. We're in sepia tones. Please tell me, did you ever really love me?
Oh, I feel stupid. I didn't know it was pronounced sepia. I've been seeing sepia, and now I feel
Is
like a
sepia?
Goddamned fool.
Don't
no,
change
you're
the
right.
subject.
Actually, both are correct.
Huh.
Go, man, go. It's all you. You,
well,
dog.
Welp, you, let me give you a tap on the shoulder. You are great.
Don't fucking touch me.
Whoops, sorry.
I know I'm great. I'm a train conductor.
So much steam, I can't see who I'm
I think
tapping.
We're ready for Ian's riddle now.
Okay. A produce truck carrying watermelons, apples, and oranges takes a sharp turn. What drops first?
What drops first?
The beet.
Watermelons, apples, oranges.
What
Somebody
drops
the drop the fruit. Do, 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 do.
I panicked and went, N-sa-ah, n-sa-ah. You guys, I panicked. I'm better than that. I forgot to, I don't know.
Beets and grapes and beets and grapes and beets and grapes and beets and grapes. So produce, which is...
Produce? Am I saying that right? Produce?
Well, if you're in favor of going number two, your produce. What are the things on the truck?
A produce truck carrying watermelons, apples, and oranges takes a sharp turn. What drops first?
I didn't say watermelon.
Takes a sharp turn. What drops first is going to be the brake pedal, right? I don't know if you call that dropped, but it's going to get pressed.
Adel, that is so close to the answer, but not the answer that Ian put, but I would technically accept that.
Is it the gas pedal because the guy speeds in the curves?
It's not the pedal, but it is what happens when you press the brake pedal. The thing that drops is the...
ignition.
It's going a certain...
it's the brake magic.
The speed drops first.
It's the speed. The speed drops first. The truck's speed will drop first.
I want to see a scene. JPC and Aaron, you are two detectives, and you have jumped on board a produce truck that if it goes over 15 miles an hour, it will explode.
15 miles an hour?
Yeah. And so you're trying to do your best work.
All this fruit's gonna go bad. We're going so slow, and we're on the highway.
It doesn't matter, Garcia, because if we go over 15 miles an hour, this thing's gonna explode.
Please, let me just go 20. Come on. This is brutal. People are laughing at us.
Okay, hold on.
Why don't you just stop the truck?
Hold on, I want to make sure that you understand. It's if this goes over 15 miles an hour, we explode. So we would die if we go 20. You get
that,
right?
Yeah, but at least I'd be going 20 miles per hour when I died. Come on.
Hey,
live a little.
How are things at home? Are things good?
I got a need for speed.
I realize that we don't talk as much as we used to, but like, how are you? How are you doing? Are you okay?
How are we supposed to merge if we're only going 15?
Hey, Garcia, pull over. Don't worry about that. I really want to just check in on you because it seems like, from an outside observer, you maybe want this truck to explode.
Oh.
And I don't.
I just pulled over, and I guess we can come to a full stop.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's...
Sorry, things at home are really hard. I said goodbye to my boyfriend on the train, and he told me he never really loved me, and he told me to be a good mother, and we don't even have kids.
That's so awful.
Damn you both, I've been foiled again. Dr. Chameleon had a brilliant plan, and it's been foiled.
Hey, Dr. Chameleon, it wasn't brilliant. You understood, right, that you put that over on...
If it goes over 15 miles per hour, you'll explode. I didn't...
Dr. Chameleon, how many minutes into the movie Speed did you get? Like, how many minutes in?
Trailers!
Okay, yeah.
Oh, so you don't even know that Dustin Hopper's in it.
Dustin Hopper?
And Jeff Daniels.
I didn't know Dustin Hopper was in it.
It's either Dustin Hoffman or Dennis Hopper... It's one of those two, and I hedged my bet.
Way to hedge your bets.
Dr. Chameleon,
yes?
Your mustache has so much product in it, it's just going to snap off at any second.
It has mousse and hairspray and gel.
What happens when you take a shower? Does it droop down?
Garcia, I'm more interested in this devastating news that you said about your boyfriend. He said, I don't love you and take care of our children?
No, he said, be a good mother, and we don't have children. Be a good mother later in my life? Why are you commenting on my ability to be a mom?
Dump his ass!
I've said that
Dr.
to women
Chameleon.
Before. I've said that to women before. You know, be a good mother later in life. I think it's a compliment.
What if, I know, but what if you don't want to have kids? There's so many terrible implications. Dr. Chameleon, you're standing really close to us and crossing your arms and nodding like you're our friend. And
yes,
you're equal parts
let's
of
all talk about our relationships.
No, 3 feet back, Dr.
Best
Chameleon.
Best
friends. 3 feet back. No, 3 feet back.
Arrest me and take me to your house.
We're not that kind of cop. We're not that kind of cop. We don't do that.
I hope it rains so I can see how your mustache is without all of that product in it.
Scene.
Oh, Dr. Chameleon, we hardly knew you. Okay, this next one's...
Oops, sorry, I hit pause on my JPC. I just rewound it. Now let me press fast forward on my JPC button.
Super good.
Okay, pause. And now play.
This next one comes from Kim. Okay, Kim says, love the show. Hey, thanks, Kim. We love
you. Thanks, Kim.
Kim says that they sometimes read riddles to my coworkers on our lunch break, and I wanted to share this one with you.
Unrelated, my coworkers are not eating lunch with me anymore.
Kim says, Andrew is the son of Rita. Mm-hmm. Rita is the blank of Andrew's mother. Fill in the blank.
Say that one more time.
Andrew is the son of Rita.
Yep.
Rita is the blank of Andrew's mother.
Wife.
No.
The spitting image. The cat's meow.
No.
The bee's knees.
No. Okay. Andrew is the son of Rita.
Yeah.
Rita is the blank of Andrew's mother.
Ooh, is it Marg? Wait, let me pause. Let me pause. Let me rewind JPC. Let me rewind
grandkid.
JPC.
Grandson.
Let me loop this.
Rita
Bogota, Colombia.
No, it is not Marg. And it is not grandkid.
Wait, what?
So Andrew is
the son of Rita. Rita is the blank of Andrew's mother.
Is the mother of Andrew's mother?
No.
Is the twin of
Andrew? No.
Is the killer pretending to be?
Do you guys want a hint?
Yes.
Yeah.
You are not looking for a family relation. It is not like aunt,
friend.
Uncle. It is not that. No. It's not. You're not
is
looking for
title.
A relation at all. Adel was closest with title.
Cause
is the keeper.
Keeper of
women
the mom.
Are in charge of their own selves. Welcome to my self-help book. Huh? You guys don't mind if I just jump into my audiobook and
Aaron, you gotta have a more confident title. People do not want to buy
well, no, it wasn't that. It was like it was like two huhs. Aaron, I heard back from the editor, they do not know how to spell this thing. Can you give us a quick spelling of the title of this?
Okay, sure.
The title of my book is Steal This Book or Don't. I'm sorry I suggested that. Please pay. I don't know what I'm doing.
And then the title continues. It's like written in crayon down and gets.
I'll pay for everyone's. I'm so sorry.
Andrew's the son of Rita. Rita is the blank of Andrew's mother.
Name
is the correct answer.
Oh.
Rita is the name of Andrew's mother. Ken, you said, hope this pleases old man puzzles. I felt great pleasure and immense power reading that riddle, and it did please me.
That stinks. And so does your lunch.
Damn, you're getting bullied, Kim.
You got bullied by the best, Kim. Take your shit home. You're done. You're done for the day.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you're going to be playing Andrew. Aaron, you are Andrew's mother. And unfortunately, Andrew, you can't remember your mom's name.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. You must know that the principal gave me a call today.
Told me
he got into a little fight at school.
Who did he call?
He called me.
Okay, cool.
And I'm going to tell your father about it as soon as he gets back from his bachelor party weekend.
Do you think... Dad might be upset about it. Do you think maybe we should maybe do some role play just to get you practice for telling Dad about it?
Yeah, I feel like maybe if we're going to role play, we should do some like conflict resolution. I can be the kid at school you got into the fight with.
What
was his name?
Here's a crazy idea. Why don't we do this for role play's sake? I'll be you. You be
Are
Dad.
Are you buttering
and we'll
a
just...
Pop-Tart?
What's that?
Are you putting butter on a Pop-Tart while we
Not
talk?
The front of it, the back of it. That's
Honey,
the toast
that
has, side.
That doesn't need butter. That's the toast side.
It's a toast side.
Pop-Tarts are great just as they are. They don't need anything else.
No, they need frosting on the back. I've said this. If there's frosting on the front, put frosting on the back. Then it's a cake tart.
Butter and frosting aren't interchangeable.
I'll be Dad. No, I'll be you. You be Dad.
Okay. Okay, fine. Hi,
honey,
sweetheart.
I'm home.
I'm back from the bachelorette party weekend. Nothing weird happened.
Perfect. Tell me you love me.
I love you.
No, say it more specific.
I love you, honey.
No. Call me by your name, Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy, I love you, Timothy Chalamet.
No, don't call me Timothy. All right, Mom, can I level with you? Mom! Oh, my God. It was on the tip of my tongue, and then it was just there.
Did you forget?
Save. There you go.
Okay. Enough fun. Back to work.
Yes, sir.
This next one is from Rachel. Rachel says, blah, 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 I like the podcast. Who cares?
Wait, does she say she loves us?
No. Rachel says, I always get a dozen good belly laughs out of it, which is not the point.
But we make 24 jokes.
Second, Rachel says, I humbly submit a puzzy.
I'm listening.
Yeah, here's the puzzy. Two people are close to each other. The first reaches out and pulls off the second's ring.
Ooh.
The second person exclaims, oh, thank you. Why?
Pull off your ring. Aaron, you can't pull off that ring.
Why? Because it's as big as my hand. And it makes it so I can't pick up the phone or write with that hand or wave.
Okay, I want to see a scene. Aaron, Adele and I are your two like best friends. You have just gotten engaged. You are showing off your engagement ring. It is so fucking big that your like whole hand has turned blue. And it is like your hand is like dying because of this ring.
Cool. Ladies!
Oh!
Yeah, I know. Fuck. He popped the question.
Oh,
he finally
God.
Did it. I'm so excited. I'm so happy.
Speaking of popped, your hand looks like it's about to explode.
I know. It's so happy. This hand is finally like, woo! I just can't wait for the rest of my life to start. Will you two be my bridesmaids?
Claire.
What's up?
You are currently dying.
What of joy? Girl, you kill me too. Be my bridesmaid. Come on.
That ring is enormous.
Oh, I didn't notice.
It's so venti that it's crushing your hand.
It looks like what?
It looks like a ring pop, but instead of a candy ring, it's a real diamond, and it is crushing your hand.
Yeah, it's not just a ring pop. It's a ring mom and a ring kids and the whole ring family.
It's the whole.
It's too big.
I'm snapping ring family.
It's the whole ring family.
And I'm snapping.
I can't help it if my fiance, oh my God, it's so weird to say the word fiance, is rich.
It's really not.
Claire,
but look how like feminine I look. Like, look.
No.
Look at how I'll look like when I'm like talking in the phone. Like, hello.
I think Eddie is trying to kill you. I think it is a plot against you.
No. I love like dark purple is my favorite color. Now my hand's dark purple.
And your lips and under your eyes.
Oh my God. Some of us just didn't get great sleep because our body is begging us to cut off our hands.
Same. fantastic.
That sounds like a horror.
I hope I get a ring that big. Bitch, I hope I get a ring that big.
If you like it, then you better try and kill me with the ring on it.
No, but that is not the answer. Two people are close to each other.
Ow.
If you like it, then take me to a hospital. Two people are close to each other. The first reaches out and pulls off the second's ring. The second person exclaims, oh, thank you.
I think I know what's going on. So
Adel?
The two people are Woody and Andy.
Oh, my God.
Not Andy. Who's the cowgirl? Woody and...
Andy's the boy. Jesse.
There's no way to know. We'll call her Deborah. Woody and Deborah are having a conversation, and Deborah's
when
like...
When somebody Deborah...
Deborah! Woody and Deborah are having a conversation. Deborah keeps getting her pull cord caught on things, so Woody rips off her ring that's at the end of her cord, and she can tuck the cord into the back of her pants without the ring getting caught on everything.
Adel, you have an active imagination.
Wow, Aaron, thank you so much. My doctors call me dumb.
Adel has an active imagination. We love him in class. He's getting all Fs.
Is active imagination code word for like crazy? What an active imagination you have.
Okay,
I guess it's just like the opposite of like, we're trying to turn your child into a docile cow. And he's got an active imagination.
Charles Manson.
JBC is so funny. He's a pleasure to have in class. He keeps bringing several squirrels with him in his backpack. It's terrorizing the whole school. I don't know.
What could this ring be?
It's on a ring.
Pull off a ring.
Adelaide's on like the right
ringworm
track, I want to say. I don't want to give him too much because I feel like he'll go way deeper, but it is similar to what you were talking about.
I
want to
say it's a cock ring? Johnny cock ring?
No.
Okay.
It's not Johnny cock ring.
I want to say, what kind of rings do we have? We have ring pops, we have wedding rings, we have ring around the rosies.
Ring-a-ding-ding, give me a ring.
Ring-a-ding-dings, we have Frank Sinatra's, we have a ring could be like, is it like on their skin, like a
You're
ring?
You're just saying Johnny cock ring. Is there anything to like Johnny cock ring and like getting OJ off or like something along those lines?
No, there's nothing there. Okay. Never will be.
Yeah.
And if so, we missed it.
We missed it.
1994 was our window. Mm-hmm. What could a ring be? Pull off their ring. Is it like a nose ring? Is a ring like a telephone ring?
Yeah, so it is. You're getting more like it's not like a jewelry. It's not jewelry. It's not like a ring like that.
Hold on, their ring.
The two people are very close.
There's
to each
one
other.
Of those open-faced frisbees stuck around his neck. You know what I'm talking
open
about?
Face? No, open face.
All right, Aaron. I want to see a scene. I'm sorry. Second
no,
scene.
No, I'm
scene
getting out of
middle.
Here.
Hold on.
I can't endure this dead stop.
Hold on,
sit real quick.
Your ass down. We're
real
seeing
quick,
a scene.
I have to ask, Aaron. What have you been eating?
Here's the scene. Aaron, don't worry. You do not have to do the work of this scene. It's gonna be
kind of
adult scene.
Open face frisbee.
You and I are at a restaurant, Aaron. We're having lunch together. Adel, you are going to be reading us the specials at this restaurant, and it's all like sporting equipment instead of food.
Great. Okay, I don't know if you had a chance to peruse the menu, but we do have some specials today.
It's our anniversary, so.
Oh, congratulations.
Really, sky's the limit. We really want to order off the fancy menu tonight.
It's our work anniversary.
Work anniversary. Yeah. We call
but
that around
also,
here.
But also, maybe it's a potential for...
For romance.
Yes.
No. I'm sorry.
No, this is like
Alice,
the train leaving the station. And...
I feel like I've been so clear with you, and I... You keep doing this.
And you keep forgetting that my memory resets every 14 seconds.
So I'm so sorry. I forgot about your
frisbee.
Condition again.
We also have a hacky sack lunch.
I'm sorry, sir. We've actually discovered something else. I don't know if you were paying attention. Her memory resets every 14 seconds.
It's our anniversary.
Oh, so you're like a goldfish.
Yes.
I wouldn't say no to a goldfish. Are they fried?
They are fried. They are deep fried.
We'll get a basket of fried goldfish for the table.
Of course. We also have a soccer ball arancini, which is Trey Magnifique. Who's the drummer for Blink-182?
Trey Magnifique.
Who's the lead singer of Fish? Trey...
Anastasio.
That's right.
Oh, it's our anniversary.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. Hi, I'm JPC from the podcast Hey Riddle Riddle. If you have goldfish brain, your memory resets every 14 seconds. This is a condition that affects probably no one, but
flying
if it does affect...
Flying discs. Flying discs is what I meant. Ring, flying ring discs.
What
not,
is that?
Not open-faced frisbees.
Oh,
just
okay.
Like frisbees with holes in it. They're flying
frisbees with
ring
holes
discs.
In it, like donuts. They look kind of like donuts.
But
Aaron, what have you been eating?
Aaron, you can understand where open-faced frisbee gave
I
us room
up,
for pause.
I stand up, and it's clear that I've been only eating frisbees.
Sean, stop making those sandwiches. We were wrong.
No, I'm not only eating frisbees. That would be insane. I'd be gaining a ton of weight. I'm eating the circle out of the middle of the frisbee.
Speaking of the middle of the frisbee, it's the middle of the episode. So
No. You haven't solved the riddle. We're not going to break until you guys get this riddle.
What is it? Tell us quick.
So it's not a fashion ring or a jewelry ring. It's like a ring that is on an object, and that ring is critical to saving this person's life. That's why they say, oh, thank you, when the first person pulls the ring off.
It's a ring fit. Somebody got a ring fit stuck on them. The Wii or Switch, Nintendo Switch Ring Fit.
These people are very close to each other.
Hula hoop.
But no. They're very close to each other, but like one of them or both of them will die if this ring is not pulled off. They're also moving incredibly fast.
Grenade.
It's not a grenade. That's a good guess. They're moving incredibly fast, and the direction that they're moving is towards the Earth.
Oh, it's the ring on a zip cord on a parachute.
Oh, it's the ring on a parachute.
Or as we like to call them in the United States, zip cords.
I would like to see a scene really quick. I'm so sorry. And then we'll go to break. Adel and JBC, you just jumped out of a plane together and you're parachuting on the way down. And then it becomes kind of clear that one of your parachutes is malfunctioning.
Woo, this is thrilling. Wow. So
oh
fun.
God,
we're so high
great.
Up.
I am so nervous. If you don't mind, I think I'm just going to pull my cord now. I know that I still have a lot of time, but I'm just going to pull.
Sure.
That's well, potatoes.
Oh.
That's 100 potatoes.
My potatoes.
Oh. Hey. God, Jeff.
I told you I wanted to do something fun when we landed. You just blew all my potatoes.
I grabbed your potato bag instead of my goddamn parachute bag.
Oh, that reminds me of a joke.
I'll hear it.
What do you... Hold on. How does it go? What do you... And I'm making it up on the spot here. What do you hear when two people from Minnesota stub their toe? A pair of chutes.
Jeff, the thing about your jokes is that you never have any confidence in them. Like, they're funny jokes.
Yeah.
You just have to believe in yourself a little more and
breaking news tonight. Over 100 dead from being hit in the head with potatoes falling from the sky. For more on this, we go to Jeff with weather. Jeff?
Yes, it's been raining potatoes all over the place. Now, these people, of course, are post-potatoes, but that's a phrase that's divorced
now,
from...
Jeff, those episodes where we talked about post-potatoes are over a year and a half ago. Do you think people will remember that joke?
That is correct. There is a fog seeping in, a foggy memory seeping into our listeners who have
not maybe
heard.
I'm sorry, teleprompter guy, that is sepia.
Sepia in. And speaking of sepia in, we have fog rolling into most of
Jeff,
Newark.
I have some bad news. It looks like a man who is supposed to have a parachute is about to strike and kill you. You're going to take the brunt of his fall. Back to you, Jeff.
Hey, hold on. Sarah, ask you, why are you talking like you're in the field when you're just sitting at the desk?
I absolutely can't believe that you just said that. And even furthermore, I can't believe that the man who just fell from the sky bumped you sort of gently and said, "Oops, I'm so sorry." And looked a little disoriented and is currently behind you trying to sort of figure out where to go or what to do next.
Are you going
to
be okay, buddy? I'm so sorry. I didn't see you there. Are you going to be okay, buddy?
No, I'm dead.
All right, over to Michael with sports. Michael?
Football!
And now we're going to take a well-deserved break.
I saw Michael as being like 300 pounds, bright red face.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin,
The teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin Clear.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
A dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
I can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see the stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going to be able to.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
Touchdown! Back to you, Steph.
And that's sports.
Thank you so much for that break. Now back to Hey Riddle Riddle.
All right, we are back to Hey Riddle Riddle. Thank you, Rachel, for that fucking stellar-ass riddle. We all loved it, and we love you, and that's the best. This next riddle comes from, I don't know if this is, it's, all right, how would you pronounce? E-M-I-L-I-E. Emily?
Emilio.
Emily?
Sepia.
This email comes from Sepia. You guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
What has 4 letters, sometimes 9 letters, but never 5 letters?
That's just a sentence. What has 5 letters, sometimes
what,
has 9
what
letters.
Has 4 letters,
yeah,
sometimes 4 letters. 9 letters, but never has 5 letters.
Yeah, that's just a sentence. Each of those words has the following amount of letters.
Correct. This is not a riddle. This is a sentence that I'm just reading to you.
It's like when I was in court. It's just a sentence.
Get over it. It's just a freaking sentence.
I don't know.
Thank you, Sepia, for submitting that riddle. Mm-hmm. We all enjoyed it.
Wait, are we going to call out Aaron for after I answered it and you said that's correct? Aaron says, I don't know.
No, I was going to say, I don't know about those riddles anymore. Do you know what I mean? Not all riddles.
Wow, Aaron's coming out as not all riddles.
Wow, not all riddles. Really, really.
2021? We're recording this in 2021. This next one is coming from Candace. Candace in Canada. I don't know if Candace gives the last name, but I think it's also
Bergen.
I love the alliteration. So if you are, you know, Brian from Bogota, Colombia, put it in your email. So Candace from Canada says, a fish dies and a doctor is called. Why?
Fish dies and a doctor is called. That's the name of the song. Clap, 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 clap.
You give the fish mouth to mouth.
Yes, Aaron.
The fish was Trey Anastasio, and the doctor was Dr. John.
It's because the person holding the fish got hurt.
No. It is, okay.
The fish was inside of someone. Someone swallowed a fish on a dare.
The call is coming from inside the fish.
That's a very good, Aaron, that is a very good guess, but no, that is not the correct answer.
I think we've had this one
before. The call is coming from inside the fish.
Great, Adel, if we've had it
you
before.
You have such
then
an active imagination. So I think what it was is that somebody dropped a fish and they called a veterinarian, but they were like, your fish is dead? Something like that?
Yes, because doctors are veterinarians.
Yeah.
Yeah, veterinarians are just a type of doctor. They're animal doctors. That's why.
Do you think that when people bring dead fish into vets, they just laugh in their face? And they're like, just put it down the toilet.
Is there anything you can do?
I think people bring dead pets to vets all the time because people do not know what to do. Like, it's. I think a lot of the times people know
that's
this
so
pet
sad.
Has died. Or not even a pet, but like an animal. Like, I hit a squirrel or something with my car. Like, this is a dead animal, but I'll bring it to a vet because what else do you do in that situation?
Dead animal. Fucking flush that fish.
Have you guys ever had fish?
Yep.
Yes, we had an aquarium growing up. We had all kinds of fish. And then I also at some point had a betta fish. Betta fish.
Mm-hmm.
And that was boring.
I don't know if it's just the way that I experienced like life, but I feel like aquariums were like a way bigger thing when I was growing up, and I just never see aquariums.
Yeah, me neither. I never see them
like people in people's houses.
I think 80s, early 90s, it was a big thing, and I don't see them anymore.
We had fish, and when they died, my dad would drop them into the toilet and flush them down the river. Sticks. Mm.
So when he went to take a shit, would he say, I'm going to go drop the fish off at the graveyard?
He said, I got a couple of hundred goldfish wrecking havoc in my fucking guts.
I had a fish tank in my room for most of my childhood. We used to go and get new fish at Fin, Fur, and Feather in Quincy.
Ooh.
Fin, Fur, and Feather.
Yeah, I had a red, white, and blue fish that I love named Liberty, and that's why my first AOL screen name was Liberty 77.
Wow.
But yeah, I loved having my fish. And then I also, like, my cat would love watching it. And then, I mean, he killed one, and I didn't talk to him for a while. But yeah, I had a therapist. I was, like, having a really hard time sleeping. And she was like, what kind of sounds or, like, circumstances would it be in your childhood bedroom? And I was like, well, I had a sound of an aquarium. And she's like, you should use a sound app and use an aquarium sound. And it worked so well.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
Can you
recreate? I can't use that anymore because I live with Sean, and Sean would be like, I can't handle aquarium sound every night before bed. But I used to do it.
We use the like sound of a thunderstorm or sound of rain like every night, because also Spaghetti will bark if she hears like some noises. So if she has something to kind of like white noise to drown it out. But I don't know if I... Well, I actually don't know what would happen if... I mean, I've been listening to the sound of a thunderstorm for like 2.5 years going to sleep now.
Can we, for our listeners, I just want to take a moment here. So this is going to be something special. We're just going to plop down into the middle of this episode. Aaron, I want you to start us off. We're going to recreate the aquarium sounds and then into the thunderstorm sounds, JPC, okay. That you listen to when you go to sleep. So Aaron, whenever you're ready.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Help, I'm a fish that breathes air. Please help me. Help me. Please. Oh, God. I can't breathe.
Hey, Todd.
I'm a fish that breathes air.
Hey, Todd.
Yeah?
I know you're really nervous for your big speech in there. You have gills. Okay. You can breathe in the water.
Okay.
All right, now go out there and become the fish mayor that we all know you can be.
Okay.
Todd. Todd.
Hello, citizens of this aquarium. I am Todd, hoping to be your mayor. Do you want more flakes on top? I can get them for you. Who wants more flakes?
Yeah, more empty promises.
Do you want more bubbles from the treasure chest? I can get you those bubbles.
More bubbles from the treasure chest.
And who hates those things that suck onto the side of aquariums? Let's get rid of those things.
We're fish. Right here.
Fish, hear me now. I have unearthed a photograph of Tom and a
Tom or Todd?
Where am I? Which aquarium is this?
You're in a thunderstorm. Crash, lightning, rain.
Help, I'm a human who breathes water. Help.
See?
I'm a human who breathes lightning. All right, here's your riddle. This one's called Who Did It?
Guys, we have fun, right?
JPC did it.
Busted, solved.
All right, I'll read the riddle anyway, but you guys got it.
Solving makes me feel good.
A child is gaslighting a teacher into thinking they killed a person.
A child gaslighting.
Now he goes
just
on to host a podcast.
Yep, Miss JPC.
Who did it? Okay. A child at school printed something rude on the wall, and nobody owned up to doing it. How did the teacher find out who did it? Who did it?
They wrote their phone number.
Yeah, that's a rude phone number. Their phone number is 6969-42069.
The kid was Banksy, and he signed it.
Oh, yeah. This is a riddle about how Banksy got caught.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, it's the pen that they used. The height of the kid.
They had
everyone
smart.
Line up by height.
Aaron, that is smart. That is not the
I have always next. Said that you should separate children based on their height. Tall kids with tall kids, short kids with short kids, medium kids with medium kids. If you let me be mayor of this aquarium.
Hold on. I have a picture of Aaron. Wait, was it Piece of Chalk Tony?
Was it Piece of Chalk Tony?
Was it Piece of Chalk Tony?
Wait, I would like to see a scene. I'm Piece of Chalk Tony, and you two are sort of my lackeys, and you're coming in to give me news.
And Aaron, I can't stress it enough. Are you saying Piece of Chalk Tony, or are you saying Pizza Talk Tony?
You don't know.
Are you saying Pizza Talk Choney? That's what Elle said.
Joni
I guess
loves
we have
pizza.
A name for the episode.
You know that 70s show, Joni Loves Pizza?
All right, ready?
Okay.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Tony. Pizza Chuck Tony.
Pizza Chuck Tony.
Marie, pour these gentlemen, these fine gentlemen, some Merlot.
Oh.
I'd be happy to. A Merlot for you, and a Merlot for you, and a Merlot for you, Pizza Chuck Tony.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
So oh.
Tony, yep. Why'd you bring us here?
Why'd you bring? What's the big news? What's going on?
What's the rub, bub?
Piece of Chuck, don't
I hear
us.
That my persona is actually not being very well represented.
Persona 4 was represented well, but Persona 5 was a little bloated.
Enough! You two are out there, and you don't even know what my name is.
A piece of Chuck Tony.
That's not true, Pizza Chuck Tony. We're talking about your name all over town. Yeah,
people don't know what my brand is. They know my name is Tony. Some people think it's Choney, but I need you gentlemen to get what's my nickname? What am I known for?
So can we get clarification on what the it is? It Choney or Tony?
Could you write it down?
Here.
Oh, this is the help I don't read.
Okay, there's marinara sauce all over this napkin.
I read marinara sauce. Delicioso.
I was eating marinara sauce with my hands before you came in here.
Okay. What are you Shoshone.
You'll end up in the bottom of the river if you don't.
No, look, I talk about you all over town. I say nobody is bigger in classrooms and pizza stores than Pizza Chuck Tony.
Tony, please.
They know you everywhere.
I don't want to end up in the bottom of the river. You know I hate submarines. Please, Tony, Pizza Chuck Tony.
Too late, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm going to put you where you belong. 6 feet under. But before you go, guess what my name was? Aw, these two much bigger gentlemen behind you are going to kill you. Any last guesses?
Not much bigger. This guy's 5'11".
Yeah, it was about comparable height.
Yeah.
I guess
you think you're 5'11"?
No, I mean, I am smaller
maybe
than 5'11".
Maybe on dating apps.
Short kings. I'm just saying that I think all kids should be chunked together by height. You should put medium kids together.
Before you die, my name was Peter TikTok Tony. I make TikToks about pita bread.
Oh, Peter.
I thought you were saying
bang, bang.
I thought you were saying like, well, stop shooting in the ceiling. I thought you were saying Peter.
Bang!
Okay, we told you to stop shooting at the ceiling.
We're not going
to
fuck each other.
That Merlot was poisoned.
Scene. Oh, Piece of Chuck Tony.
No, that's not right. It's not Piece of Chuck Tony. That's not the answer to this riddle.
The teacher know?
I guess I can give you guys some effing clues.
Wait, I have a guess. Is it something to where the kid who did it had like a cast on their arm, and so they had to write with their offhand, and it was like clearly scrawled versus written. Like
they didn't have to write it with their non-dominant.
There's
hand.
Only what one left. Did, oh,
what they wrote was an offhand remark, but that isn't correct. That is not the answer. Do you guys want some clues?
Yes.
So, who did it? How did the teacher figure it out? The teacher did not threaten or bribe any child, so there was no threat or bribes, no carrot, no stick. No child admitted the misdemeanor or tattled on anyone else, so they didn't get anyone to confess. And then the final clue, the teacher gave the class an exercise to do, which helped them figure it out.
It was Jack. Good old Jumpin' Jack did it.
Adel, I know that you have that Guess Who board in front of you. I've been wondering what that is. That is not going to come into play in this riddle. You will not need that Guess Who board.
Shouldn't it be Guess Whom?
No.
Mattel. Pray tell, Mattel.
Shouldn't it be Guess Who's? HOW'S?
Shouldn't it be Clues? I get more than one.
I don't know.
Okay.
This time I don't know. I know that this riddle's probably good.
Did she give them an exercise where they had to like write words and then she looked
like
to see whose penmanship was the same?
Yes, she gave them an exercise where they had to write words, but it wasn't penmanship that she was testing.
Spelling.
Color of the pen? Oh, spelling's good.
Spelling. Yes. The child wrote on the wall that the teacher was a miserable fucknucket, but they misspelled miserable, and so the teacher asked them how to spell miserable, and the guilty child spelled it the only way they knew how. And kids are stupid. Nugget.
Great, now I'm hungry for chicken McFuck nuggets.
No, the actual answer to this says the headmaster is a horrible, spelled wrong, and then just dollar sign, asterisks, at sign, ampersand, you know. They didn't. These cowards who made this book didn't even want to fucking print the curse words, even though we know that they're fun to say.
The most fun.
You could say stuff like fuck nugget.
The most fun.
Are you guys ready for another riddle?
Yes, please.
You're going to love this one. It's going to make you shit your fucking pants.
Well, that sounds terrible.
Oh, you wouldn't love that? Never mind. Okay, hold on. I have to cancel some birthday presents for you guys. No, don't open your door for the next few days.
A few years.
This one is called Lethal Relief. So a famine-stricken country was receiving food aid, but this inadvertently led to the deaths of several people. How?
I think I know this immediately.
Adel, give it to me immediately. Yes, yes, yes.
Aaron, do you want to take a stab at it before I fully pierce it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Adel, I just stabbed that riddle. Oh, my God. I think I killed it.
Oh, my God.
Adel.
Oh, Aaron, that riddle was the mayor. Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. You have
Here's
to help me hide
the body. Here's what we do. We get a suitcase. We stuff the body in a suitcase. We bury the suitcase in the forest.
How is a body going to fit in a suitcase? That's the smallest little...
Oh, it's a riddle.
It's a Hello Kitty.
We're solving
tiny
a riddle.
Fuck. Okay, you know what?
Fine, I'll just take off. I'm not part of this.
No, JPC, please.
Wait, no, I wasn't part of this. I don't even know what's happening. I'll just take off.
JPC, please don't go. Okay, you guys. We all knew that one day...
Excuse me, sir.
Hey, Riddle would have to hide a bottle.
Take it
to Ian Station. JPC, don't get on that train.
No, I'm going to Ian Station. One ticket to Ian Station. Oh, you're very handsome.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm JPC from the podcast. I've heard of it all. Oh, you're a very handsome man.
Okay, JPC is flirting with a mirror.
You're very handsome.
We're in crisis. We're in crisis,
well,
JPC.
I work out.
You know what? Let's just have Casey take the fall for it.
Take good care of my skin.
Let's just blame Casey. Casey, write thumbs up in the chat if you're cool.
This dumb motherfucker. He couldn't talk himself out of a paper fucking riddle.
I'm flattered, but I'm in a relationship, so it's a non-starter for me. Thank you so much. I consider it a compliment.
But you're talking to you, so why would you ask you out?
Non-starter, so you just ordered the entree?
Casey isn't writing anything in the chat.
225, yeah.
Oh, thumbs up. Casey's a murderer.
Casey will take the... JPC, I'm going to say that the food... so they brought
I think
food
that
aid.
Was probably a delay because Casey couldn't find the thumbs up emoji. Yes.
Yeah, that's very funny. Adel, do you want to solve the puzzle?
Yes. So I think that if they're dropping food into this country to provide aid, I'm guessing a few people got crushed by the drops, like the crates they're dropping crushed some of the people.
Like a fish in my toilet, it was crushed by the drops. Adel, you're absolutely correct. They got crated.
We're back in the field with Jeff. Jeff, what's happening? What's dropping from the sky?
We're seeing a lot of crates dropping from the sky, Sarah. We're not sure what's inside of them, but we do know that they were supposed to have parachutes, but each one just has a bag of potatoes flying out of it, and people are being pelted to death by potatoes.
And Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong. Am I seeing a crate tornado forming behind you?
Okay, you told me to do so, so I'm going to correct you. You are seeing a crate tornado behind you. Does that make sense? The syntax was a little bit off. Some of the grammar you use can sometimes be a little bit
left
of center.
And back to Peter with sports.
Hold on.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, everybody. This is Peter with sports. This is hard for me to talk about, but I had a sports-related aneurysm on the show 2 days ago. I screamed the word sports into the camera for 6 minutes and no one noticed. In fact, people laughed at me. I'm not a joke. I'm a man. I may be shaped like a hot tub with the color and complexion of the water of a hot tub, but I'm a man and I have feelings. And I just want to let everybody know how much that hurt me.
Ooh, let me get in this hot tub.
No, sir, I'm a man. It's a mistake that many people have made before.
Thank you, Peter. And now let's go to Daniel with traffic. Daniel?
Traffic!
I fucking knew that was going to happen. I was like, if I do this, JPC is going to scream traffic. I feel like I manifested that. Wow. I love it here.
Okay, do you guys want to do one more? I would love for you to do this one more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's called Chop Chop. Why was an ancient rare and healthy tree that stood well away from all buildings in the grounds of Cork University, condemned to be cut down.
To make room for fucking condos, baby.
Ten town nice, took him apart in lamb. No, it's not about condos.
Boom, bop, bop, bop.
Why did it have to be Cork University? Is that a clue?
Interesting.
I think I know the answer. Was the tree Dublin in size?
No.
That should be the answer.
Welcome to Cork University. We're the breathiest college in all the land.
Hi, no.
A lot of post potatoes like this up. No, it's an ancient, rare, and healthy tree. Nothing wrong with the tree. It's ancient, rare, healthy.
Hold on, Aaron, if I recorded myself for like an hour speaking nonsense with a Irish accent, would that help you fall asleep?
No, but I would underscore it with beautiful Irish music. Just get the chieftains in here and they're going to underscore it. JPC, is the answer that thing?
No, it's going to be difficult to get the answer to this. I can give you some clues.
Yes, please.
The tree was not hazardous, harmful, or threatening in any way.
I thought you were saying the tree wasn't having it.
The tree was not having it. Don't tree me. One of these days, I might leaf. The problem does not involve animals, students, seeds, leaves, roots, or branches.
Animals or students, that's redundant.
The problem,
fucking animals.
Yeah, they are. The problem, Animal House, the problem related to the tree's location.
So this tree...
Samantha is an absolute blast in class, but she is a hamster, which is a problem. She's an animal.
So in the bed.
So somebody carved into the tree like Dean Sullivan sucks dicks, and then that was right outside his window, and so the proximity to... Okay.
It's Dean Sullivan hearts sucking dicks.
The tree did stand well away from all the buildings and the grounds.
Time
well
capsule.
Away. No, not a time capsule.
Was it that if it fell, it would crush the buildings?
No, it's well away from the buildings. It falling would not crush the buildings, no.
Was it, so it has to do with proximity, was it next to a landmine?
Was it blocking something, the view of something?
Not the view, but yes, it was blocking something, Aaron. That's a good call. No.
Was it inside Colin Farrell?
No, you're thinking of the movie Phone Booth. Adel, I've warned you about this before.
I always do that.
You always do that.
We quote that movie all the time because they kept a mistake in that movie where she goes, "Do what you tell me do," instead of "Do what they tell you to do." She says, "Do what they tell you do."
I like that because people make mistakes when they talk.
What they tell you do.
Doing that thing you stew.
What is it blocking?
What is it? The sun. It's the sun. It's blocking the sun, and the kids need to tan on the quad.
Yes, Adel, that is correct, but not for the reason that you said.
The grass.
For a short time on sunny days, the shadow of the old tree covered an instrument used for recording sunshine. The instrument had been put in place on a cloudy day. Good sense prevailed, and the instrument was moved instead.
Wow. Everyone that goes to that college is a sociopath, because you should never cut down a tree for the sun.
Everyone who goes to any college is a sociopath, because academia is a lie.
I really like that way of thinking. This mountain is in the way of my hike. Somebody move this mountain.
Well, that is literally our thinking with, this mountain's in the way of our enjoyment of the coal that's inside of it. Blow this mountain up and poison the water. Yeah.
Well, that's what I do. I'll be like,
people.
I'll be like, this fox den is in the way of my target that will be here in 2 years.
Oh, man, you'll love a target when it's coming in 2 years. Speaking of targets, we're all targets for other content that we produce and may enjoy. We're going to go to our favorite segment of the show, and that's the segment where we plug some stuff. If we have stuff to plug, and sometimes it's okay to not. Aaron, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Are you implying that I'd rather not plug something? And Aaron, I can't stress this enough. Sometimes you don't have to.
Aaron, I'll just say it. If you want to plug the bath video of you singing the bath time song, you can plug it. People can go and find the video. Just search Aaron bath time song.
You'll be disappointed. Nothing exists. But if we get 2,000 more patrons, I will make a bath time music video, and it will be absolutely unwatchable and boring. Okay, so follow me, Aaron Keefe 10, for the bath time song. Or if you want to message me and say hello, it takes me about a month to get back to you because I do them all in one sitting.
So, yeah, Adel, anything to plug?
No, so I'm going to do what you did and plug social media as well. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at AdelRafi, spelled how it sounds. And like Aaron, you can reach out to me because guess what? I'm holding a contest to make three new friends because I need three new friends to hit my number so for the year. So if you want to slide into my DMs and audition for me to be my friend, I am accepting three new friends. There will be callbacks and we'll get down to the final three.
Adel, can I ask you just off the top of your head, what is one quality that you really enjoy in a friend?
Someone who doesn't do a podcast with me.
Okay, and can I do a monologue from Greece?
Yes, but you have to make it sad.
Oh, it'll be sad.
JPC, anything to plug?
Sure. Go follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. Also, you can give a listen to the Bill Buds podcast. Even if you don't like pop music, there's probably something in there for
and
you
JPC,
to enjoy.
And JPC, what was the most recent album you guys did?
At time of this release, I believe it was Haim's Days Are Gone.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, and if you want to know how I feel about that album, you're going to have to listen to that episode.
No, just tell us now.
Did you like it?
I liked it a lot. I liked this music, yeah.
And finally, let's go to Aaron with the intergalactic weather. Aaron?
Thanks, Adel. I'm out here in space, about to die at any moment. It's very cold, and I'm here with a local planet, Jupiter. Hi, how are you this evening?
Jupiter!
I knew it! I manifested it again!
Sorry.
Bye forever.
And John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, trees and cards. If you liked that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We return to the wild world of Would You Rathers. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by going to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and signing up as the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.